Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I have a stat that kind of blew me away. And more business news that just keeps getting compiled. Bigger problems, bigger problems, bigger problems. And a lot I want to cover with you. So please like the video, hit the subscribe button. And first thing, there's a great stat. Who is buying the most amount of luxury real estate right now? The biggest percentage right now? And it's women. Single women are buying the largest percentage of luxury real estate. So my name is Dan. And anyways, isn't that wild? Wealthy women are controlling 38% of the real estate purchases right now. It's the largest group buying property right now are wealthy single women. Hello. Okay, that's great. Now, another day, another recall. Ford right now is the latest company to have a recall. Again, we just covered Jeep yesterday. Now Ford, 270,000 vehicles. The Ford Bronco, the Mini Sport, the Ford Bronco, the Bronco Sport, all that stuff is getting recalled from 2021 and 2022. And dogs, I'm at the dog park right now. This is the site for larger dogs. And just a great spot up here in Newport Beach. But so the other thing is the Ford Maverick, the Maverick truck, and they're talking about battery problems where they don't have the ability to start the cars and you have a recall on 270,000 vehicles. That is crazy, guys. It's crazy. And, you know, Charles sent me a great article talking about how you have problems with insurance adjusters right now. I'm telling you this right now, guys. If you have an insurance claim for your auto, for your house, damage, storm damage, anything like that, you have got to stay on top of these people because they get overwhelmed. They really do. And right now they're talking about how these people are working basically, you know, there's not enough time in the day. They basically work 24 hours a day right now with all the problems that you have here in California and around the country with all the other damage. So it's, you know, part of me is like, boo-hoo, this is your job. But the other part is that I'm telling you, you can get an independent adjuster. You can hire somebody to sit there and say, what kind of damage do I have in my house? And you can start from there. There's a tremendous amount of legal action right now. And they're starting to open up all these different claims, you know, against the power companies, against the state, against all these different people with all the, you know, fire damage. I'm telling you guys, we have had such crazy weather here, and you can blame it on whatever you want, but what we've had is just a tremendous amount of fires where people were not prepared for this. And I'm telling you, I had lunch with a buddy of mine today, and we were talking about how I don't want to ever live in a hill. Now, this just, it just sold me on, as I get older, the last thing I want to do is worry about something catching on fire and having to, you know, deal with that at all in any way, shape, or form. Now, Ricardo Lara is the insurance czar, you know, for the state of California and, you know, insurance commissioner, call him whatever you want. Now, one thing that he did, think about this. I want you to think about this. We're going to demand that insurance companies step up their coverage by 5% every 2 years for fire coverage. Well, it's like, okay, that sounds great. Now, this will hit 85% of the state. Now, 85 divided by 5 is 17 years, guys. Well, no, it's 17 years times 2. It's 34 years, guys. I'll be dead in 34 years, most likely. So, you know what I mean? It's like, it's insane. So they have these solutions that are just not solutions for this stuff. So I'm telling you, you're going to see a lot of people sue, a lot of people leave, you know, California. But here's one thing that blew me away. And, there's a great list of all these people that left. The five states America's moved to and the five states that people fled from. So you're like, okay, well, Dan, you're on the list. No. Here's the number, the fifth highest loss for people was Montana. Fourth Arizona. It's crazy when you think about this. And then you've got, third was New Mexico. Second was the District of Columbia, D.C. People are sick of living in D.C. And then the highest loss for the state. I'm telling you, you couldn't guess this to save your life. New Hampshire. Now, gains, the fifth highest gain was Georgia. ATL, man, let's go move there. Second, fourth highest gain was Oregon. And then third highest gain was Hawaii, which that shocked me. I was like, I can afford to live in Hawaii. Hawaii is incredibly expensive. It makes California look like a deal. Second was Delaware. Okay, great article. This article is below. The number one state that people move to the most. Oh, it's got to be Florida. Oh, it's got to be Texas. Oh, it's got to be some other southern state. No, Vermont. Vermont had the highest gain last year in 2024. So let me know what you think about this stuff. But one thing that we're having right now is people are fed up. You know, more single women are buying houses, which is kind of shocking. I mean, when you think about that, that's the largest group. But also, successful single women that I know, I don't need a man. I know a lot of women that own property right now. And it's what I want to do. It's where I'm going to retire. It's what I want. So they have a small dog area. I'm going to leave these people alone. But it's kind of cool. They've got this thing divided up. So if you have a large dog or a docile dog, you know, if the dog is timid, you can bring them over here to the small dog area. And if you have a larger dog, you know, you keep them in this other side so that they're not going to bug anybody. But nice. Clean, crisp, everybody's having a good time. Isn't that neat? Kind of cool, huh? Let's talk about our sponsor, Delete Me. One problem that all of us face on a regular basis is our personal data being compromised and sold to people on the internet. This is done by data brokers. There is a great company that has an amazing service called Delete Me. And when you sign up for this, they go to work immediately eliminating this information from the internet. I've had this service now for about 6 months, and they have eliminated so many different things for me. They will eliminate everything from your name, your email address, your phone number, your address, where you work, your home's value, and so much more. But check this out. Once you sign up and use the discount code IALLEGEDLY, you will save 20%. But then 1 week later, they will send you this report showing everything that they're starting to eliminate. This is an ongoing service that works month after month after month. It is absolutely amazing. Check out Delete Me today. If you don't use the link below, use this QR code. Take a picture of it with your phone to sign up today. Use the IALLEGEDLY discount code and you will save 20% off the regular price. This is an amazing service and it will help all of us get rid of these bad guys. These hundreds and hundreds of data brokers are out there. They need to be stopped, and Delete Me does it very well. Check them out today. The economy is not good everywhere. Washington State has introduced Bill 1380. And what Bill 1380 is it will allow homeless encampments to be set up around the state. Not ran by the state, just the fact that you can have homeless people live in certain areas of the state. Now, think about this. If I was homeless, live at the dog park. You know what I mean? Set up a tent here. It's nice. Everybody's wealthy, it looks like. They're all loaded, it looks like to me. But the point is that no, can't have people sleeping on the streets. This is going to make it so that you won't criminalize, you know, homelessness. Okay. I'm telling you guys, you look at California, look at areas in California where there's rampant homelessness, and what goes along with that is crime, drugs, and all the other problems like that. Okay? And that's just bad, guys. It's just bad. You know, we need to have social programs that fix stuff like this. We need to make it so that there are places for these people to sleep inside. And again, because of mental illness, there are people that don't want help. They don't want to be inside. They want to be left alone. To each his own, okay? And I'm telling you guys, for those of you that followed the channel for years, I went out to Venice Beach and would you'd talk to people in Venice Beach and they would advertise in other countries, come live on a California beach. It's beautiful. Venice Beach, California. And it's crazy. But again, they finally had to clean it up because if you owned real estate there, you know, it was just a drug-infused mess for these poor people that owned property there. And you can't have restaurants, you can't meet anybody there. You can't, you know, hey, I've had business people say, meet me in Venice. And I'm like, well, are you joking? For what? What are we going to do there? Get a weed shop? I mean, come on. So next thing, because of the inclement weather this last week in Atlanta, there were highways that had over 100 cars just left. People just left their cars on the side of the road in icy embankments. Now, I guess that, you know, if you live in cold weather, that's nothing new. But I was blown away by that people would just ditch their cars and leave them on the side of the road. Okay, well, good luck. This happened in the fire areas, and it really was true where people were fearing for their lives, so they bailed. Now, I don't know where you're going to bail to when it's freezing outside and snowing, and you got snow packed up around your car if you're going to get out and take off or unless you have a ride, but that's what people did. So with that, you know, it's crazy. Okay, so anyways, next thing was, you know, a man talks about his finances and how he was married for 35 years, and his wife passed away, and she handled all the finances. Guys, I'm telling you, you got to be in touch with your finances. One story that got the most amount of emails and most amount of comments from you guys was when I talked about the beneficiary. There was a man who in 1987 dated a woman, met her playing Frisbee one day in the park, got a job the following week at Procter & Gamble, opened up his retirement account. And then named her as the beneficiary. Well, he ended up breaking up with her. He ended up meeting with another woman, had two kids with the other woman, never got married. That's the key thing. Never got married. And when he died, they went to her to give her his $1 million retirement. Oh, well, she's not in his life, hasn't been in for decades. Well, that's a tough break. Again, have these conversations, guys, with people. I had one woman that wrote me, and she said, you know, Dan, and it's not funny, but it's funny because, and she said, don't judge me, the first thing. And she said, listen, thank you so much for talking about this because I've had four different retirement funds and four different insurance policies with four different men that I've named in my lifetime. Now, older experience and just never took care of it, never changed it, and said, please, I just never thought about this, and I went to each of these policies. I'm telling you guys, you want to get grief set up. I'm not giving you financial advice, but talk to a financial advisor, but I'm telling you, have a beneficiary on your bank accounts, have things like that so it can make it easy on these people's lives if something happens to us. Nobody plans on dropping dead. Remember that. Hey, I'm going to drop dead on Thursday. No. What's going to happen is it's going to be sudden and it's going to be a problem. But the biggest problem is these people that go out and don't have their beneficiaries or their finances in order, just like the man in the story. And read it because he's like, I don't even know where we bank at. So I'm sorry for this guy. I feel bad for the guy. But you've got to know stuff like this because, you know, as you start to dig through mail and stuff like that, and maybe his wife just had, you know, she didn't do printed statements. Maybe she had it all via her email that he can't get into now. See what I'm getting at? It's kind of crazy. So work on this stuff, guys. I'm telling you, nobody plans on a problem. Nobody plans on their house burning down, a flood, you know, anything like that. But you've got to be in touch with all this stuff. So let me know what you think about this so far. We'll go back into the large dog area. And it's kind of light today. There's nobody here. There's just one large dog over here. But what's cheaper, guys? Maintaining a gas vehicle or electric vehicle? Oh, electric vehicle, Dan, is much cheaper. And, you know, electric vehicles are basically free to have, Dan. You get solar on your house. You steal the electrical cord from your neighbor's, you know, backyard. And you can, you know, get free electricity. No, that's not how it works. Jessica Renee is a TikToker, and she posted her registration bill. And she was furious because when she got her new tags for her registration, the came along with a bill for an extra $200. And she says, what are you doing to get this $200? Because I drive a, which I'd never heard of, PHEV. What's a PHEV? It's a plug-in electric hybrid vehicle. And I have a friend of mine who's like, you got to get the new plug-in electric vehicle. Guys, could you imagine? I'm serious. Like me, okay, I'm at the dog park. Where do I plug in my electric vehicle? Hey, can I borrow an extension cord? No. Now, here's the thing. People are starting to get wise to this. If you want to have the electric vehicles, enjoy. Have a good time all the time. People are upset about this. Now, a couple things. Listen to this. You pay more in Utah. You pay $368.76 more for the average electric vehicle in Utah. Wow. Georgia, $325.61. Kentucky, $260.23. And Tennessee is $235.03. So Jessica, Renee, glad you don't have your car in those states because it's only $200 in your state. Now, one thing that I'm getting a kick out of is, I live in kind of a liberal state, California, if you guys don't know that. And one thing that people are upset about, there's a group of people that are upset with Elon. And we want to get rid of our cars because of Elon. So they want to get rid of their Teslas. And I ask everybody, whenever I see a Tesla, hey, you like your car? Oh, yeah, I love my car. Or they hate their car now. But now they hate Elon, so they want to get rid of the car and ditch the car. Okay, whatever. So I'm telling you, hi, let's complain. What do you want to complain about today? I'm telling you, you want to start a new channel? Go do that. Let's complain. Complain. It's Complain 101. Okay? You know what's funny is you talk about financial literacy. You talk about learning. You talk about educating yourself. That's the best thing you can do. That's what made me money, was teaching myself things. Teaching myself, new businesses, new ways to earn money constantly. And if somebody said, oh, this is going to be expensive to hire a professional to do this, we'll research that to see if that's the case. We're working on a new business right now, and the new business model's funny because we had a company that wanted to charge us an obscene amount of money. I mean, absolutely obscene. They're probably watching this right now, furious that I'm talking about this. But someday I'm going to explain this to you when the site and the business get set up in the next 45 days. But it's crazy. You can have people. Look at the size of this dog. Hello. I like the little dog hanging out with the big dog, But the idea with it is that teach yourself stuff, guys, okay? I'm going to finish this video with this last story. And let's face it, Spirit Airlines, hey, buddy. Spirit Airlines is the swap meet of airlines. Spirit Airlines just issued a contract of carriage. They're going to be able to eliminate, hey, buddy, anybody that they find to be wearing revealing clothing or offensive tattoos. I gotta get this right. Exposing private parts or displaying lewd, obscene, or offensive body art. Okay, who's gonna determine that? Now, here's the wild thing about Spirit Airlines. I mean, come on, guys. I know of nobody that's ever flown on Spirit and says, oh my gosh, the quality of the clientele is why I go to Spirit. It's not like flying to Asia or something like that. But they're going to determine, I'm telling you, read it. It'll be the last story below. Could you imagine that? Offensive tattoos. Revealing, okay? Clothing, see-through clothing. Now, this started from two women that wore halter tops in October and wanted to sue Spirit Airlines. So, the contract of carriage. Oh, my God. It's like it's some European company. They're going to make this adherence mandatory. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And if you have any offensive body art, let me know so we can all determine it. If you have any tops that you think are see-through, again, you know what I mean? It's like I'm traveling to California. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to dress appropriately. It's funny. This will get them sued. The other thing got them sued. This will get them sued. Mark my words. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Don't forget we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and it's great. It's crazy. A lot of stuff we can talk about there. We can't talk about it other places. So onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon.